Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Woo! Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here Tuesday afternoon. Final hour for us, brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at reliableair.com. We'll get back into the big story of the day in just a couple of minutes from right now. And Brandon Adams will join us in 20 minutes. We'll talk some Georgia football with him. As we now know, that Georgia will take on Ole Miss in the All-State Sugar Bowl on January 1st at 8 p.m. Georgia favored by 6.5 as it stands right now. So we'll get some thoughts on that. Obviously talk to him about the first round of the playoffs and all that good stuff. And we'll get to an AMA at 1:40 as well.
Don't Hawks play? Are they? They're on tonight, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Against, who they got tonight?
Chicago.
Chicago, the 150s crew.
Yeah, a little get back. Trying to get some revenge for the 152 that Chicago put on them the other night.
Yeah.
Here also. You just got to hope Chicago's, you know, they're Atlanta'd out.
Yeah.
You know, although they live in Chicago, which is also a very fun city. But maybe they got in the streets, you know?
Maybe they got into the Sandy Springs streets.
Something. Yeah. Who knows? But
over there, Peachtree Corners hanging out.
Hopefully they're a little sluggish tonight, because they certainly weren't the other night.
Hell no.
Goodness gracious.
They didn't beat the dog out of them.
Well, yeah, the Hawks scored a lot of points, too.
Yeah, exactly. They just
played defense like a turnstile.
Okay, never mind. But I think that, you know, we're still. How long do you think it takes to jail an NBA team like this?
Oh, I mean, I don't know. That's a tough. I mean, it takes like a good team. It might take a while. I don't know. I don't know how long this is going to take to jail, because I don't know if it's gonna. You know.
But it has to. We were told that it has to.
Oh, well, we were told the Falcons were going to have the number one offense in the NFL.
When?
In August by the quarterback.
Oh yeah, I mean, that's one of the things where, you know, you sure about that?
Yeah, well, it's the same thing with this, right? It's like, hopefully it does, but I don't know. I mean, I'm pretty sure they're going to be elite offensively.
Mm-hmm. But I thought they brought in defensive guys.
They did.
Oh,
they did.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Well, I mean, what do you want me to tell you about this?
You are my. I know what I watch.
Yeah, they're not. They're okay. I know what I watch. Yeah, they're okay.
You're my Hawks insider. You're my Joe Patrick.
Okay. Well,
yeah, you're my Joe Patrick.
I realize that.
Yes, you're my Joe Patrick.
They're okay. I do think that after about a month or so, if Trey can stay healthy and play consistently, that it'll look better. But I mean, what does that mean? Like, they're not an elite team in the Eastern Conference. I don't think there's any reason to think that that's going to happen. Mm-hmm. I mean, Jalen Johnson's been fantastic, obviously.
Right.
But in the 8 games they've played in this month, they've given up 135 times. Like, their defense is really not very good. But also, you know, maybe that's part of how they're playing offensively and they're running. And I don't know, because they're in a lot of these games and they've won quite a few of them also. But they're not very good defensively.
Okay. All right, just checking.
Got it.
There we go. There's your Hawks.
Well, how long do you think it should take to gel?
Hell, I don't know, because I thought that they were gelling, and then I would think that you could put a player of Trey's caliber, and I know it's only been 3 games. I understand that. 2 games, actually.
2 games since he's come back.
And I understand that. But before he got hurt, it's hard because it's 4 games.
Right. He's played 6 games.
He's played 6 games of this group. But I thought, you know, the one thing I've always thought is – or. Yeah, I'd say it. The superstar player can always just come fit in.
Yeah. Well, who do they have one of those?
The franchise player.
Okay.
Just always come and fit in.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
My bad.
They don't have a superstar player.
Can always come and fit
yeah,
in.
Yeah, right.
No matter what.
Right.
And so I'm thinking, hey, let's go. Let's get it done.
Right. But you also know what his role is and how unique his role is in this offense. Versus when he's not in there, right? Yeah. I mean, he's a guy that's going to have the ball in his hands. So when he's out there,
because
it's going to look different.
That's the most effective that he is.
Definitely.
Okay. There we go. And that goes back to things that people say. Like, can you win with him being that way when this team thrives off of ball possession? Because they're still a highly assisted team without him.
They were the number one assist team in the NBA without him.
Right.
Yeah. But they weren't thriving, though. Like, that's the thing. They were pretty good without him. And I think they'll probably be pretty good with him.
What's their record since he'll be back?
0-2 in the games he played in.
Okay.
Yeah, and I think they lost the other one too. Yeah. I think they lost the other one too. Yeah, they're 15-15.
Yeah.
Like they're okay. Like they were, I don't know what they were when he was gone, maybe 3 or 4 games over 500. And now since he's been back, I mean the one team that he didn't play against, the Spurs, are pretty good.
They're really
but,
good.
Yeah, the Bulls aren't that good and the Hornets are pretty bad, actually. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know what you want me to tell you.
Nothing at all.
Yeah.
You like, sold it to me.
They're not very good. They're okay.
They're okay.
They're okay.
They're a 6 seed.
Maybe. I don't know. I have no idea. I
4 mean, seed?
No, I don't think okay. so. I mean, probably not. I think pretty clearly right now there's 2 really good teams in the Eastern Conference. Credit to the Celtics for being able to do what they've done also without Tatum. But we kind of thought they'd be able to be okay
be
anyway
okay,
without
because
Tatum.
You had an all-star. You had an all-star player in
yeah,
Jalen.
And you have a lot of really other good players. I'm not surprised the Pacers are 6-23 without Haliburton
right.
because he's everything to them. Obviously, they have other good players too. They made it to Game 7 of the NBA Finals last year, but it just also felt like they took that hit in a way where they were like, all right, this is a gap year for us. When he comes back, we'll figure it out. Celtics aren't going to do that because they're a great franchise.
Do you think that Tatum comes back this year?
I don't know.
This dude, they look like he's trying to
you
come back.
You see all the videos.
And they're like looking at him like, all right, bro, we get it. You want to come back. You want to have this Kobe-type redemption coming from the killer. Sit your ass down. All right.
Yeah, but I mean, I think, you know, I think the Pistons and the Knicks are very clearly good in the Eastern Conference right now. The Celtics are talented, but they don't have that guy. So when the playoffs come around, we'll see. And the Sixers, Raptors, Magic, Cavs, Heat, Hawks, Bulls are kind of
in the same bag.
Yeah, they're kind of, you know, if you can stay healthy. And again, that's where gelling will be the determining factor, is if they can take it to the next level with their best player on the floor, or maybe their second best. I don't know. Jalen's playing like their best player right now.
Yes, he is.
But one of their 2 best players on the floor should make them better. But, you know, we'll see. You know? There's a lot of people that don't think it will.
Right. You don't think so? You say a lot of people don't.
I don't. I think that there's a lot of people that think the Hawks are better without Trey.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't.
I don't either.
Yeah.
No, I think that they're better with him. Certainly offensively, but I don't. I mean.
But that's one thing we always talk about, though. Offensively, they can. He's a juggernaut. But you always get – your biggest thing now is defense, right?
What?
Can the No. What I'm saying is that when we have these conversations about the Hawks.
Okay.
And it's always talking about defense, playing defense, playing defense.
Okay. Is that my thing?
No, I'm confused. We talk about their defense. Yeah. They can score with anybody.
Oh, yeah. Can their defense improve?
Yes. Can their defense improve?
I mean, it has to, right? It's you would think that it would, given some of the players that they've added.
Right.
But they also get 152 scored on them at home sometimes.
With those defensive guys.
Yeah, with those guys out there.
Yeah.
So maybe it isn't. I don't know. It's a weird conversation. Say what you think. It feels like you're like trying to get me to say something
I'm asking you a question about the Hawks thing. This is my question that I'm asking you, because it goes back to the same thing when people say they're better without Trey. I don't feel they are.
No, I don't think so either.
But my thing is,
because I've seen them be better with him.
How much better are they with him?
Yeah. How good are they anyway, and how much better are they with him?
Yes. That's why I asked the GL question.
I genuinely don't know.
Okay.
And that's why, going back to the beginning of the season, I said, look, like, it's exciting the moves that they've made.
Yeah.
Because they brought in some guys. Now, Porzingis isn't playing and probably won't. And that was one of the things that was most exciting, was what he was going to do in the half court with Trey. Like, how much pressure they were going to be able to put on the defense 30 feet from the basket. He's not playing.
Right.
So that's big.
Yeah.
That's a big deal. And who knows? Like, I know they're going to reevaluate the illness that he has in like a week or something like that. Like, at a certain point, and Onyeka's played great for sure.
Really good. Really good.
But, you know, that was supposed to be a part of it. And Trey hasn't played the majority of the season either. So, back to the beginning of it, it was going to take a while for everybody to kind of figure out what the roles were and be at your best. And then you had to hit the reset button on that, because Trey missed however many, 20 games or whatever it was. So now you're two games back into it. And again, I know it's not like a fun conversation to just say, I don't know, but I don't know. Like, how could you?
But it's an honest conversation.
Yeah.
It's an honest answer, because I don't know, outside of the they're better without him or they're better with him. I really think it's in the middle of, I don't know, because you haven't seen it. You have not seen it yet. I know we had some good spirits. I think the one thing that a lot of people kind of agree with for the season, whatever, when we talk about players or teams that have a certain type player, because I've always been one of those people that the wing player is where you got to be at to win championships.
Yes.
Nowadays. That's always been my opinion.
You have to have that.
And you have one that can do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, his biggest thing was health, right? His biggest thing was health for my Jalen Johnson. I view him as a wing. I know he's that new age four.
Oh, no, I agree with
and
that.
Everything. Like, I view him as one of those wing players. That's how I view him.
Definitely.
And so my whole thing was always, can he be that number one guy? He's been that number one guy since Trey's been gone. Can he be that number one guy with Trey back? And I think that's going to be the determining factor where his team goes.
Yeah, and I don't think so, because I think Trey has to have the ball in his hands in order to be his most effective on offense. Yeah. You take the ball out of his hands, I don't know what he is, you know? And he'll have the ball a lot, just because of the nature of the offense with him in it. He scored 35 the other night,
he
like
did.
26 minutes. So, like, you know,
nope.
I don't want to sit here and act like, you know, that Trey's not an elite offensive player.
Because
he is.
They're
just going to have to figure out how that works with both of those guys out there now that Jalen's at a new level. And he's shown that he can run it. You know, like, when he's in control of the half court, he's averaging triple doubles.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's rare. That doesn't happen. It's also possible that they're not better with Trey. You
it could
know?
Be. That's
like,
what I'm saying.
It's a
weird ass dichotomy with this team, man.
Well, because he's a weird player. That's the thing, is like, he's a very good offensive player, obviously. Maybe even a great offensive player, obviously. But he's also 6'1 and has to rely on certain types of play in order to be effective.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
It's not like you're just putting that. It's not like, all right, and now, you know, Shea Gilgis is back now, and now we're good. Or, you know, name player X that's a star that you just put back out there. He's like a very specific, unique type that might not work with everybody. You know?
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. Somebody just tweeted, like, y'all gonna talk Hawks today? There we go. We talk Hawks today.
There we did. I didn't know we were going to.
Yeah, we talk Hawks. There we go.
Yeah. All right, good. All right. Did we do it?
Perfect.
They play tonight against the Bulls.
Yes.
Hopefully they look better than they did the other night against the Bulls defensively. All right. We'll come back and Brandon Adams is going to join us. We'll talk some college football with him on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Tuesday afternoon. Just a couple segments left for us here. Dukes and Bell coming up next, live from Metro Bottle, by the way. We'll get to an AMA coming up in about 20 minutes, and that music means Brandon Adams joins us, as he always does on Tuesdays at this time, host of the Dog Nation Daily Podcast. Follow him on Twitter at Dog Nation Daily as well. BA, how are you?
Don't you just love the time right before Christmas when everybody's excited?
Yep.
You know, you can kind of feel the energy in the air. It's just a great time. I love that.
We're obviously doing our best, as we always do, from 11 to 2 every single day. Man. We try to bring it.
Yeah.
But it feels like the expectations are pretty low.
You know?
Like, people are just happy that we're on.
People are just
that's the biggest thing.
People are just a good mood around Christmas. Yeah. It's always amazing to me that you can't really – you say, well, we should be like this all the time. But for whatever reason, it doesn't quite work. But I love – just everybody's in a good mood around Christmas.
Yeah,
I love that.
You get them credit card bills.
Yeah. Until New Year's.
That may be what changes it. That may be what changes it.
Wait a minute. How much
Hold
was
on.
That
what
thing?
The hell?
Oh, my gosh.
I always find out a new thing. The parent guilt when you're like, damn. Did I buy them enough stuff? Like, my wife's like going through this right now.
That's
mine
too.
That's what she's been texting me all day. I'm like, they have enough stuff.
Trust me.
My kids send things they want like every 15 minutes, just like a new screenshot of a new thing from a new website.
Do they hit you with the, but you, if you can get it?
Yeah, like
yeah.
If you
alternate plans in case
try to make it not seem so demanding, a little bit more friendly.
Yeah.
No, my wife sent me a spreadsheet of side by side, and I was like, first of all, the dude's two, so he doesn't know. You could wrap up an avocado. He's going to be happy to have it. And wrap up some Lucky Charms. Yes. He's going to be happy we bought sugar cereal. And she's doing a cost breakdown. They're getting the same, which is good. And she's, you know, she's taking it very seriously. But, yeah, that's where we're at, the parent guilt portion of the holidays. Yes. Had we allowed you to pick a Christmas song to open the segment with, what Christmas song would you have had?
Boy, that's a good question. I do love so many Christmas songs. You know, I tell you what I like, and it's a little slow for a bumper song, but like a Frank Sinatra Christmas, you get, you know, kind of the spirit. All-time favorite, though, Charlie Brown Christmas. Love, you know, with the piano. That would have been a nice thing to play in on. A little slow still.
That's not bad, though. That's not a bad bumper. All right, well, next year. We'll do it next year. We know who George is playing in the Sugar Bowl now. Ole Miss rematch. What did you... I guess assuming you watched that game more closely than we did. Maybe you didn't. What do you feel like you learned about the Pete Golding Ole Miss Rebels?
You know, I don't know that I learned a ton from the game against Tulane. I do think that Golding has sounded like a coach when he's spoken. I think he at least passes that test.
He got a haircut.
Yeah. The thing I've been, though, on a kick about as of late, and maybe this is an overly simplistic way of looking at this, Ole Miss is going to miss Lane Kiffin. I mean, otherwise, then what's all the hysteria for the last 2 months been about?
Yep.
He's getting paid $13 million by LSU. What's that money for if he's not a difference maker on game day?
Totally.
And not having him on game day, the in-helmet communication, the stuff he recognized from the sideline, or maybe more importantly, the fact that this week, my understanding is, all of the staffers who have been at Ole Miss but going to LSU but also coaching Ole Miss during the playoff, they're in Baton Rouge this week. Like, to the Georgia fans who are listening right now, what if half of Georgia's coaches were off doing something else other than getting ready for the Sugar Bowl right now? I think that'd be pretty dire. And yet that's what Ole Miss is dealing with. So I still think the game's going to be close. I still think that Georgia's got to play well to win. But honestly, I think it's just to keep it simple, I think it's a pretty significant advantage. They don't have Lane Kiffin, and that the offensive coaches who had been working on that side of the ball are over in Baton Rouge this week. I think it's a big deal.
What'd you think about Kirby's response yesterday? The answer to the question about what he's concerned about, right? He's not worried about, who's resigning, who's staying, and roster management, things like that.
Well, coaches hate this part of the sport, and they're, you know, timing-wise, there never really is a good thing about it. But, you know, when you had the thing with, like, Daniel Harris for the SEC championship, I mean, I think we're led to believe that Kirby probably learned about that the same time anybody else did, that Harris is leaving before the SEC championship. All of those guys are on guard for any of this kind of thing. And honestly, I was thinking about, the clip of Kirby saying that, you know, why don't you announce that you're getting better as opposed to announce that you're going somewhere or staying? How many coaches pass that back and forth among each other? Because, I mean, Kirby's preaching the gospel as far as, you know, coaches are concerned on this. And Kirby's got a great way of saying it. And really, this is what has made Georgia Georgia. It's that commitment to development, even if maybe, you're not the sexiest destination for transfer guys, or maybe if you lose a guy every now and then. Georgia has seemingly found a crop of players who do want to come here for the right reasons, for the development part of it. And Smart leaning in on that is very much on brand for him. And for Kirby, so far anyway, who knows how the future is going to change all this. But so far, it still seems to be working.
It's also just, I don't know, it's a bit refreshing being a fan that's also kind of grumpy about all this stuff.
Yeah.
I said that last week when we were seeing all these, I don't want to, probably other programs have done it, but you saw a lot of the USC guys re-signing.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, what are re-signing? What are we doing? I don't know why that one hit me the way that it did, but that one really, that one got me.
And Kirby mentioned the idea of, you know, you're announcing that you're re-signing. And look, what has become the biggest story in defense of the re-signing announcements, what has become the biggest story the last couple of years is keeping your own roster. If you look at the transfer portal, last couple of years, it has not had as many big names in it as maybe some coaches and programs are hoping for. The reason why, teams are spending most of their money on keeping their current players. So it only stands to reason you want to announce something. I always tell Georgia fans, the biggest news this time of year when it relates to those types of things are the headlines you never read. Mm-hmm. Well, now some programs are going to say, how about we have a headline? Hey, we were able to keep so-and-so player and create a reason to celebrate it. I think it's a little bit tacky, but that's the reason why they do it.
What do you think of the playoff games, B.A.?
they're pretty terrible. I mean, look, and I don't know what I don't know what you do about it.
Yeah.
I really don't.
Yeah.
Because we're changing the whole sport to benefit this expanded playoff, but nobody seems to like it. I mean, the Oregon James Madison was a travesty. You know, not only was Tulane Ole Miss not good, it's a game we'd already seen. It played out exactly the same way the second time as it did the first. So I don't know what you do. I really don't. Last year, people were complaining about all the first-round games too, but the ratings probably won't be great. The entire sport's moving towards this, hey, we've got to do everything to benefit this expanded playoff. But the best I can tell from the people who are voting with their mouths on social media, people don't seem to like it. I don't know what you do about that.
Yeah, I was thinking about that this morning because, you know, obviously we talk about it. We watch the games. You listen to your podcast or other folks who do college football podcasts and talk about it. Like, so much of the conversation has been, well, that wasn't good, and here's why. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if that's just because that's kind of the nature of sports media right now, where negativity and having a negative take tends to circulate better than a positive take, or that it really is, and the games weren't good, so that's probably part of it too. I mean, the part of it that I really like, and I think that they can probably even expand as they're expanding, is the atmospheres were incredible.
They were.
Having
they were.
These games on campus, and the Oklahoma-Alabama game
that was a big time
was
game.
A really good
big
game.
Big time game. SEC and, versus SEC,
and the,
by the
and
way.
And the A&M-Miami game, I was low scoring, but that was a good football game. That
kept,
was a tough,
me, kept me tuned in the entire time.
Tough defensive game. But even like Ole Miss, man, like that was a hell of an atmosphere, mm-hmm. what was going on there. Same thing in Eugene. That's the part of it that everyone seems to agree upon. Give me more of that. Like, find a way to make it, whether it's this round that's on campuses or if you're expanding to 16 and it's the first two. That's the thing. That is what college football does right, is the home game.
So what concerns me, though, is, and I agree with everything you just said, what concerns me is we're not going to have Notre Dame USC anymore because of the college football playoff.
Yeah.
Is that a good trade?
That was going to be my next question.
It's not a good trade.
We're maybe in the future, Randy, not going to have the SEC championship game anymore because of the college football playoff. Well, my gosh. Way more people watch this year's SEC championship. They're going to watch the first round of these playoff, you know, games. Is that a good trade? What concerns me is that we're getting rid of stuff because we want to give space for the playoff, but it doesn't seem like a very equitable trade right now.
Yeah, and the reason all that, like, the reason we want the playoff and this is so fun is because all that stuff made us love college football.
That's
sorry,
right.
Sorry to jump in, but that.
Oh, you good? He answered my question because I was going to ask him about the Notre Dame and USC thing because we were talking about. I was like, well, Notre Dame is scheduling BYU. Well, BYU is a good program, whatever. But is that goes back to what we were talking about? Getting rid of these certain bowl games. I'm not certain bowl games. These certain rivalry games because USC Notre Dame. Is a big-time rivalry.
Well, I'll tell you this, too. There's been some good reporting on this, and a lot of your audience has just been busy with Christmas. They may not know this. LA Times had this. I want to say Dan Wolken may have had this for Yahoo, too. The reason why USC doesn't want to play Notre Dame anymore is, and I think this is a really good point, because there's this memorandum of understanding in place where Notre Dame gets to be in the playoff if they're top 12 next year, no matter what, USC's perspective on this is, what's the point of playing this game? It hurts us if we lose, but they're not penalized for losing because they can still be top 12. There's a way that USC could beat Notre Dame and still be excluded from the playoff, Notre Dame's benefit. And so USC is saying, if this is the situation, if the thumb is on the scale to their benefit, then what do we get from playing this game? And honestly, as much as I hate to see rivalries going away, I understand the argument they're making about
that. Do you think, and going back to what you said, because they, top 12 and all those provisions and things, do you think that it's that voters and everybody hold that against them?
Well, I mean, the committee is going to do what the committee wants to do anyway. And this is one of the reasons why when the whole top 12 thing with Notre Dame came out, I wasn't that worried about it. It's because the committee is going to put Notre Dame in a place where they either put them in the playoff or they don't.
Right.
Whether you draw the line at top 10, top 12, whatever else, it's still going to come down to the committee doing whatever it wants to do. But pretty clearly, though, to answer your question, the reporting around this has gotten a lot of attention. And the people in college athletics apparently are furious about it to the point that there's even some thought of maybe they'll get frozen out and more teams like USC will just simply say, we don't want to play you anymore because we're not happy with this, either because conference folks weren't properly made aware of it or whatever else. People have been furious about this extra benefit that Notre Dame
is
about to receive.
That is one of the things
just
that
leave
feels...
Leave me at 13
exactly.
all year.
Yeah. Because at the end of the day, it's just a panel of humans deciding whether or not they're in the top 12. They don't have an automatic qualifier, conference tournament, anything like that. Those guys are just like, you know what? Screw them.
Leave him at 13.
Put him at 13, which would be great. But you're right, though. That's another one of these things everyone seems to have agreed upon. When that Notre Dame news came out in their tantrum that they
what
were having.
What the hell?
People
like,
were
wait,
furious. They were furious,
me?
Yep.
They get a guaranteed what?
And
why?
I think that was real, too. You know, every now and then you wonder what's made up for media and what was real. Yeah. I believe that was real.
Yeah, because that just it feels so like non-competitive, so right. Non-football.
You're right.
Brandon, thank you.
Happy holidays. Merry Christmas to everybody.
All right. AMA coming up next. Any question, any topic, phone lines are open at 404-726-0929. Load them up, Christmas-related or otherwise. We'll answer all of your questions after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org. The AMA to wrap the show up every single day. Final hour of the show brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at reliableair.com. Amazing the different places like conversations will go once you start talking about death, essentially, yeah, right? We've gotten into some interesting places today. Shout out to the texter that hit us up and kind of filled us in on how they handled their cremation.
Yes.
They split, was it their grandmother? Anyway, they split the cremated ashes into five.
Do you put it in a measuring cup? So everybody gets like 3/4.
You got to split it up equal.
You split it up equally, or you like you do the drunken pour where you like somebody flow out.
That sounds funny, but there are people out there, I can guarantee you, that would have a big deal if they thought that one person got more of mom than the other.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Oh, I believe that. Absolutely. I believe that.
Brenda Nuckton, one of our devoted listeners from Portland, reminded me that our bodies are like 70% water. So when they burn us up, a lot of the weight goes away.
Thank you,
Brenda. So that explains the minimal amount of ash.
Thank you, Brenda. Thank you, Brenda.
Thank you, Brenda. All right, James is in Gainesville. Hey, James.
Hi, Andrew. Andy, wanted to wish y'all a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Well, I had one or two quick things. First off, I wanted to know what your thoughts were, both of y'all's thoughts were. Now, Chris Oladokun with the Chiefs and Brady Cook with the Jets played. You know, they had their sort of emergencies, new quarterbacks that people have seen a lot of. Secondly, I wanted to ask you, you know, Raheem Morris has seen, everybody seems to think he's done a little bit better job in the last two or so games, and they think he'll be able to save his job, but we've still had a lot of issues in these last two games. You think he still needs to be gone since the season's gone and it's too little too late? And then the last thing I want to ask you was, in the spirit of the holidays, a lot of people consider Die Hard like a Christmas movie, you know?
Yep.
But I look at it as a movie that was set during Christmas, but it's not a Christmas movie, and it's not really.
You damn right, James.
As a Christmas movie, you got a bad guy falls off a skyscraper at the end of it, not really. Got a great holiday message. I want your thoughts on it.
Thank you, James.
You certainly don't have
a great holiday message.
You damn right, James.
Agree with you on
right
that
there,
one.
James. So agree with you, my
brother. Guy trying to get home with his family to his family for Christmas is the best holiday message there is.
Whatever.
Some murders take place.
He is already at home. He's picking his wife up from the airport in part two.
Oh, is that right?
Yes. In
part two, I don't think was considered a holiday Christmas
but
movie.
In part one, what was he doing? He went to a Christmas party at his wife's job.
Yeah. You know, I will say one thing about all those 90s movies. The Christmas parties looked awesome. We watched Jingle All the Way last night.
Yeah, like
that Christmas party that? Was.
Who knew all that goes down in the supply closet?
Yeah, man. And that's probably why we don't get to have Christmas parties like that anymore. Because like all these, I didn't notice this as a kid, and obviously you wouldn't, but now I'm watching it as an adult and a dad. Like, so many of these 90s Christmas movies are just about dads being, like, kind of not great dads.
Yes.
Like, Arnold Schwarzenegger just cares about his job and forgot to get his kid a Christmas gift. It's like, damn. He called his wife on the phone and said, "You're my number one customer." Like, you can't say that to your wife, you know? Same thing with the Santa Claus. He's just kind of kind of not doing that great of a job. That was a big part of the 90s stereotypes of dads. It was just like, you guys are pretty crappy at it.
Right.
We're getting better at it.
Getting better at it.
Didn't he kill Santa Claus in that movie? Accidentally?
I don't think he killed him. I think he fell.
Oh.
And then somehow, apparently, the person that finds
he was negligent
dead Santa so gets to be negligent. The new Santa.
He was negligent.
Now, that's a lot more appropriate for now. That's what would have happened. Santa would have been okay, but he would have sued him. As for the other stuff, I don't know. Nobody cares more about the third-string quarterback on a roster than James in Gainesville.
Exactly.
And I give him credit for that. He cares deeply.
Nobody cares.
About the depth chart at quarterback.
Yes.
Those guys aren't going to play.
No.
Like Patrick Mahomes.
They will not be starting quarterbacks next year.
No, they will not. Tim is in Smyrna. Hello, Tim.
Hey, Andy and Sir Randy. Happy holidays.
What's up, Tim?
I got a Christmas question for you. So if you were left home alone at 10 years old, how would you booby trap your house if you had invaders coming in?
Thank you, Tim.
Oh, if we were Macaulay Culkin.
Yeah, if I was in that scenario, I would have got kidnapped so fast.
There's no way. I'm putting up a fight.
I'd have been hiding under the bed.
I'm putting up a fight. Now, would I have been as creative as Lil Kevin? Probably not. But, you know, you ain't just going to take me. You know what I mean? Like, it's going to be some smoke in the city.
Yeah.
Now, there's a couple things that I know this. And as a child, there was two things that we know what not to do. One, you don't answer that damn door.
Mm-hmm.
And two, you don't go outside till mama get home. Mm-hmm. So you ain't got to worry about watching me. He's all alone. You got to ever worry about that. All right? That's one thing you never got to worry about.
You would have just been in the house the whole time.
Yeah, I've been in the house. Mama's, you know that. Don't answer. Your mama never changed. Boy, don't answer my door. And don't you go outside till I get home work.
Mm-hmm.
Those are two staples.
Well, I was allowed to go like in the driveway.
Okay, go outside.
Okay.
You better not go outside. When Angel went home from work, you better not go outside that door.
But didn't she have to remind you every time, though?
Every single damn time.
Why they didn't know that he was at home.
Why did you have to remind?
That's true. There was no reminder.
Hey, don't answer that. It was not an everyday reminder because it was one of the things that was embedded in your head. You know your ass better open the door. You know your ass better not go outside.
The other thing, too, like, if that movie was real life, he would have just had two murdered grown-ups in his house.
Yes.
Like, one guy would have got his face burnt off, and the other guy, when the iron hit him in the head, he would have been either concussed or dead and, like, bled out in the basement. And then they come home, and it's like, oh, my. Really, they come home to a horrifying crime scene is what they come home to. So that would have been pretty tough, too. Like, what have you been up to the whole time, Kevin?
Oh, just killing folks.
Murdered these guys.
Just killing folks.
These guys tried to break in, and I wasn't having it.
Yes. Yes, yes.
Yes. Are you thirsty for more?
Yes.
But no, I would have been. I was a scared little kid. I would have been up in that attic hiding behind the mannequin. Derek is in Charlotte. Hey, Derek.
How you doing, brother? I want to ask you a question. Like, what is the... what is the best thing, as far as the holidays goes, like, what is the best person or what is the best person you've had the,
Come on, Derek.
Come on, Derek. Spit it out, bro.
You got it.
What is the best person, like, whenever y'all have holidays, what is the best person that y'all have y'all best holidays with?
Okay.
All right.
Thanks, Derek. I will say now my favorite part of the holidays is the kids.
Yeah. I mean,
watching the kids open gifts.
And that's the greatest thing.
Really
and as much as, you know, it's hard for me to ever, because I have fun with the complaining about building and putting things together, but it's always, I know the reason behind. I don't mind being hungover and drunk like I'm going to be tomorrow night putting together stuff. And I forgot, you know what, and she got on me the other day when somebody said traditions and everything. Like, we have Christmas Eve dinner. At our house, but it's Popeyes included with the dinner. But then she makes a fancy spread and everything. But no, it's
she said you didn't honor.
Yeah.
Somebody asked about the traditions. Yeah. You tried to act like okay.
We have a fancy dinner and everything, and she's making that this pork belly thing is freaking amazing.
That sounds awesome.
But no. Just having them kids, like, because I was talking to Isaiah this morning. He's like, because he's gonna come to Christmas, then they're gonna go to his mom's house and everything. He's like, because I know Sam's gonna be up early in the morning, so we're gonna wrap gifts and I'm gonna go to mom's house. But yeah, just that right there is, you know. It's a fun feeling for your kids to wake up on Christmas morning.
The joy in their faces on Christmas morning
is awesome.
Is unrivaled.
It's awesome.
They wanted, because my wife videos everything like every wife does now.
Yes.
They wanted to watch last year's Christmas morning. This morning. And they were like, oh, yeah, remember that? I was like, it was reminding me. I was like, God, they do. They get them. They're happy. And then they move on from them real quick. Because, you know, you go over the top and all that.
But
yeah, that's what it is. It's the joy and the magic of Christmas in the eyes of the children.
Yep.
Nick is in Gwinnett. Hey, Nick.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hello, Nick.
I got a question for both of you all, then I got a question for Andy. So I may get y'all in trouble a little bit, but I hope I don't. What is the one gift that y'all have received from your wives where you had to pretend like you liked it just so you would hurt their feelings? And Andy, I remember on the episode, I want to say it was a couple of weeks ago, you said that you didn't have an Amazon Prime account, have an Amazon account. Mm-hmm. Will you commit to actually creating an Amazon account and use it in 2026, or will you still be Grandpa Bunker and going to the store, shaking hands and
what
get
is
the
this,
story?
Jeff Bezos calling me, trying to get my money? Can't have my money, Nick.
No,
I'm not doing it.
Man.
I'm not doing it. No Amazon
don't do
for
it,
me.
Don't get into the, it's just ease the press send, dog.
Yeah, I'm not doing it.
Don't do
it. Again, like, what am I proving? My wife has one.
Yeah.
I watch the Thursday night football games on Prime on the TV.
That's all
so
you need, right?
It's not like I'm really like, but this is one of my, whatever, man. This is one of my stances, and I'm taking it.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Yeah. I'm not mad at you,
I'm
going
to be stubborn about it.
Gifts that my wife has got. Like, my wife usually gets me everything I ask for, and I don't ask for nothing. So she get me certain things. Like last year,
I
wanted them damn copper. Nothing. I wanted them copper thing, them copper toned, like the Moscow Mule can thing.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I wanted the measuring cups like that.
Oh, cool.
Bam.
That's great.
Got it. I want a new Dutch oven. Bam. Got it. So I usually get most of the time whatever I ask for.
I can't think of like a Christmas gift my wife has gotten me. Once, because we always go to the pumpkin patch for in the fall, you know. she got everybody matching flannels, and I'm pretty particular about my flannel. And it wasn't to my standard of quality. I wore it the first year because she bought it. It was very sweet.
Right.
But it did get put in a Goodwill bag that next year. Like, don't be getting me the $29.99 flannels from Walmart. Right. I need the good thick stuff. I need a good Patagonia L.L. Bean flannel.
I don't splurge on much, but when it comes to my flannel.
Me too.
Yeah.
I like that. Yeah, we're the same on that one. Brad is in Villa Rica. Hey, Brad.
Hey guys, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays.
Merry Christmas.
I got a question for both of y'all, and then I got one question for you, Andy. What is the dirtiest or weirdest gift y'all ever have gotten in your whole entire life from a Secret Santa? And Andy, when you go, your whole entire life you play golf, all right? Have you ever wore a flanneled or plaid pants with a shirt and top playing a round of golf?
Interesting.
Thank you, Brad. I used to have some plaid shorts. I had some Polo Ralph Lauren plaid shorts that I would golf in
what
sometimes.
What do you call it?
Polo?
No.
Ralph Lauren?
Okay.
Lauren? I don't know. What is it?
I don't know. I call it Ralph Lauren.
Okay. Yeah. Lauren, I don't know. Polo.
Ralph Lauren.
I had some Polo plaid shorts that I used to wear back in the day sometimes. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. You said Secret Santa. What technically is that?
It's like a family party or like a holiday party or something like that, and everybody brings. It's almost like a gag gift, like a white elephant kind of.
Secret Santa, you just draw names for a gift.
The white elephant.
You know, Secret Santa can be a real thing.
Okay, we just did that at Dolores and Jimmy's house. They had the white Santa.
It was a white elephant.
White elephants where you get to steal people's gifts.
What I call it?
White Santa.
White Santa.
Hey man. Yeah, Santa could be any color.
The white elephant thing. So yeah, we did that at the place. Yeah.
Okay.
Where y'all stole gifts from people?
It was a game or something. Like everybody.
Somebody goes first, and the next person either gets a new gift or steals theirs.
Right.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
That.
God, I don't.
Those are a lot of fun.
They are fun. I don't think I've only been to a couple, and it's been a long time.
Yeah. I usually buy good stuff for those. Like, push the boundary of the spending limit.
Whatever the spending limit is.
The Secret Santa's like, because we used to do this, I tried to make this a tradition every tight end room that I was in the NFL. Like, we're going to get each other, but you can only spend $25 on a gift. Mm-hmm. So try imagine dudes with the kind of bread that you have trying to spend $25 on a thoughtful gift for another teammate.
Yeah.
Which is always, because everybody would go to Spencer's.
Oh, okay. Yeah, then you get some silly stuff.
Yeah, everybody go to Spencer's to get one of them damn something out of Spencer's.
Rusty was telling us they had a topic on their show earlier today about your favorite old store at the mall. Spencer's was it, right?
Yes.
Like, amount of nonsense that was in there.
Yes.
Based on your age, you can go to the front, the middle, or the back, or the backpack.
I had the backpack when you got a little older.
The backpack was, that's what them freaks were.
That's exactly right.
That's what them freaks were.
Who do you think, because like, you go on a road trip and you see all those billboards for the, you know, the adult store or whatever. And then you get to it and you see the adult store and it's just a brick building with no windows. Mm-hmm. Who's in there? Because I've never gone. You ever gone into one of those?
Hell yeah.
You have?
I wanted to see.
Oh, okay. So who is in there?
Ain't that like a freak store off the exit?
I want to.
A freak store off the exit?
No, I'm curious. I want to go check it out.
A freak store off the exit, you see a lot of truckers.
Sure, that makes sense.
Yeah. You see that the couple and the dude got them thick glasses, the thick eyeglasses.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this is like a mail order kind of couple? Like,
yeah, just some, you know. But yeah, I'm always curious about them stores. You go in there? That's why I went to my first peep show.
They got peep shows in there?
Dude, 25-cent, dog. You get it.
There's a real person on the other side of it?
Dude, no, I take that back. The first peep show I went to was in San Fran. I was curious, and it was like a quarter, put it in there. And it's going to take a while for it to get naked.
You probably get what you pay for a quarter.
Oh, yeah.
So they just sit in that room and wait on somebody to.
Dude.
Imagine if no one comes.
Y'all never been to a peep show?
Uh-uh.
Yeah, go to San Fran.
I wouldn't even know where to find one.
Exactly, in San Fran.
For all the kids listening, a peep show is just when you get to look at the presents early.
Yeah.
Then that's what that is. As a reward.
It's going to take a lot of quarters.
That was an Elf reference.
Yes.
For those of you who know. Yeah. Let's get to takeaways of the day.
What to the nasty shop off of a truck stop?
I've always wondered.
You're not missing nothing.
I just want to know who's in there.
Oh, man. It smells like Newport and Feats, man. Smell like some damn.
But then if I was in there, then I would be the answer to the question. Yeah. And I don't want to be the answer
Newport
to the question.
Newport and Feats. This is pretty funny. This didn't go over there, but Brandon Adams likes Andy's eye contact.
Come on, man. That's not what he said.
What did he say?
He said he likes that every week when he comes in and I shake his hand, I make eye contact.
Okay, he said he likes it.
You made it sound. You made it sound weird. God, I don't know. There was so many of them today. I would say just listen to the whole first 2 hours of the show because it was all very, very nonsensical, but it was really, really fun. I don't have a specific one.
Andy, Sports Radar needs Blue Chew. And, dude, this one never gets old. This is probably the 100th time that we've used it. Randy's never given up the bush.
Nope. Never.
Oh, yeah. Randy says I need to do better with my deodorant game. So I'm going to. 2026 New Year's resolution. Nicer deodorant. We'll talk to you tomorrow. It'll be Christmas Eve. Have a great rest of your day.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.